All right, I just hit live. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, we got some interesting stuff that I want to share with you this evening. And of course, you know, I can't share a lot of this on the socialist media platform because they don't want you to know the truth. They're doing everything they can. We are in election year. We are in election year, and of course, they're going to do much more. Now, you know, I've talked about how in 2016, when the election with President Trump and Hillary Rodham Clinton, I didn't see the whole censorship going on then. You know, they weren't really doing it, at least not at the level, the scale that they're doing it now. But when 2018 came around, I started noticing some of it, and I was thinking, because President Trump was in office, that he was going to fix it. He was going to stop it then. But I think it was just President Trump didn't know it was happening, because I think President Trump would have stopped it had he known about it, how bad it really was. And they kept that information from him. They did not allow President Trump to see it. And okay, here, let me, I'm sharing this on my X page. Here, hold on real quick. Come on over and see what Will Johnson is talking about. Comma. Do it now. All right, I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid here, everybody. I'm sharing it on X. I'm sharing it. Okay, let me read it one time, because you know when you do voice to text, come on over and see what Will Johnson is talking about. Boom. Just shared it. Okay. Just shared it on X as well. I'm live on X as well. So, okay. And let me go. Okay. Where are we at? All righty then. All right. Cool beans. Let me pull up the chat here so I can see what people got to say. Because I love it when you leave me comments. Sometimes I get caught up in the comments and need to pay attention to what's going on here. Okay. And here we go. Okay, so I want to talk about Hamas being evil. And Hamas, they can, let me say it like this. Hamas, you can go back to hell where you came from. And there's people actually saying, they're screaming now. Y'all seen the video, right? I'm Hamas. I'm Hamas. Screaming this at Israeli students at the colleges. They're screaming this at them. I'm Hamas. And I'm like, really? You know, you should be put in jail if you're Hamas, because it's a terrorist organization. What's to stop them from saying, I'm ISIS. I'm ISIS. ISIS, the same thing, a terrorist organization. But you know what? These are all Joe Biden supporters. These are all liberal leftists. This is the reason why they get it passed. This is the reason why nothing happens to them. Because it's perfectly fine. But before we play that, I want to share this video with you. This is a video. This is a video from the young lady that was in Chicago. She had on a red MAGA hat, and she's talking about how the Democrats have destroyed her city and how the Democrats have basically pushed them out. Their Democrats are forcing people to become Republicans. Black people, they're forcing black people to become Republican. Listen to this. Check it out.
It's the most disrespectful thing we've ever encountered in our lives. We've been paying property taxes in this city for generations, and to see them so openly give our money to people who don't deserve it is very insulting.
You know, Pierre, when I went to Chicago a few months ago, there were schools that were boarded up, and they said they didn't have any money to fund those schools.
Correct.
But conveniently, they found a way to open them up for the migrants to take refuge.
Correct. And those are not migrants. Those are illegal immigrants.
You're
our
right.
Grandparents are migrants who left the South to come to Chicago, and we can't mix ourselves up with them. But to that point, it's extremely insulting. They've been telling us my entire life that they don't have money for this, they don't have money for that, we have to compromise, we must go without. But now we're seeing that they are able to print money out of the clear blue sky, and we want to know, why wasn't our tax money given to us?
You know, this is is also, Pierre, a mayor that has prided himself on being a man of the people, helping the community. I haven't seen city council meetings this packed in a while. Is he listening to the people?
I don't think that he necessarily is. They, meaning him and his progressive allies, came in with a very strict agenda that they're following to the T. But to that point, I want to thank our mayor for uniting the city in a way that we haven't seen since the 96 Bulls, and that's against him and this progressive agenda.
That's against them and the progressive agenda. Right? The progressive agenda. These Democrats, They go to no end, right? They go to no end on what they'll do. It's completely disgusting how they are. I mean, it really is. And they're upset because a lot of black people are leaving the Democrat Party. They don't know how to react to it. They're pushing people out more and more. They're pushing people out so much. So, Shannon, you got AOC, complete nut job. What is she doing helping with Joe Biden here? Let me just put it up on the screen. What is she doing here?
So they were at a rally. You know, Joe Biden is doing his little campaign thing. And she is at the rally with him, and she's walking him up to the podium. Now, this is not anything new. Well, actually, this is a new thing. I don't know if you guys have realized, but even now when Joe Biden walks to the helicopter or off of the helicopter, he now has somebody escorting him. Somebody's always with him now. Same thing here. You're going to watch them walk in together, and, you know, he's talking to her and they're conversing, but you can tell that she is guiding him and helping him. And to me, this just further shows people that Biden is not aging well. He needs assistance with everything. He needs assistance with cue cards. He needs assistance walking. He needs assistance guiding when he's on a stage or whatever. You notice now, even Joe Biden is with him. Somebody is around him, and they kind of grab him and take him off of a stage now. This is concerning, actually. This is actually concerning, but we'll see what happens. I'm gonna go ahead and play it.
Extend the anti-Semitic protest.
Now look right here. Look how tight he's holding her hand when he stepped down, and as they're walking, he's holding on really tight to her. I mean, she's probably looking at him like, you okay now? Can I let go now? Can I let go now?
Mr. President, what's your message to the protester?
Okay. And then later on, let's just show Joe Biden. He's at the podium. Once again, this is a climate change event.
And, Representative Ocasio-Cortez in New York, you know, I learned a long time ago, listen to that lady. We're going to talk more about another part of the world, too, real quickly.
I mean, what does that mean?
What part of the world is he going to talk about? What other part of the world is he going to talk
Ukraine?
About? Ukraine.
I don't know. I mean, what else are they going to talk about? I don't know. We'll see.
You know, I was wondering, maybe he's probably talking about Gaza.
You know what, you're probably right.
I think, you know, my first thought was that Joe Biden, when he said that, he was talking to AOC and said, we're going to talk about another part of the world, meaning Gaza, because they have this whole movement right now at the universities, these colleges, to, you know, intimidate everyone who is Jewish right now.
Yeah, and, you know, she does address the protests, which we're about to see here in the next clip, I think.
Okay, everybody. So I have your comments up here. So, you know, I'm looking on here, and Joe says he was probably creeping her out. You know, she probably was.
Well, he is creepy.
When Joe Biden was holding on to her.
Yeah, I mean, it's so like, bizarre.
He was like taking the opportunity, like, oh yeah, 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 because he probably sniffing her hair and everything. Because
yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, they're on the White House premises, and Bernie Sanders, who walks better than Joe Biden, by the way, and AOC escort him back into the White House. It's so bizarre. Something's not right with him, we already know that. So
there's a lot not right with Joe. Okay, so let me share this one with you. Here's AOC at the same event, and she's talking about, see, this, the reason why I believe that she was talking about the Gaza Strip and Hamas is because of her statement here.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campus.
So now they're peaceful? When these people are screaming and calling themselves Hamas, they're calling themselves Hamas. That's not being peaceful. Hamas was raping women. AOC has no problem with that. Hamas is killing babies, putting them in little ovens and cooking them alive, burning them alive. She has no problems with that. They were cutting the heads off of babies. They were killing women. They were raping women in front of their children, in front of their family, raping the children in front of the family. They were doing all of these terrible things, horrible things. And now these people call themselves Hamas, and she has no issue with it, saying that, oh, they're peaceful. They're peaceful. Is anyone else buying it? No.
Like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Oh, all these Ivy League schools. We're supposed to believe that all of them, no violence. And you know how this is where she get this from, Shannon. This is where AOC get this from.
Yeah.
So these are these people out here, these pro Hamas Palestinian terrorist supporters out here protesting against Israel. Do you think this them protesting against war, or do you think that this is them protesting against Israel, Jewish people? Right. This is them protesting against Israel.
Well, actually, you know, Omar said that unless it says on the pamphlet that it's anti-Israel, it's not anti-Israel.
It has to say it on the sign.
Yeah, it has to say it on the sign. It doesn't matter what they say. It's only anti if they write anti somewhere.
Oh, so it has to say it on the sign.
So ridiculous. But you know what? Can we hear what's on this clip? I'm not sure if this is the one but there's literally.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's literally music. Like, yeah. They're celebrating. Yeah, you hear them singing. They're celebrating pro Hamas, pro Palestine. And see, this is what cults do, Will.
Oh, yeah.
They instill this sense of pride in your mission, right? And what a better way than singing and music and celebrating. We even saw them out there dancing.
Yeah, they're trying to make it look like, oh, this is all
dances.
Joyful. We're
yep.
all being kind.
Yep.
We're being inclusive. Nothing wrong here. Nothing to see here. This is all wonderful. This is all great. I mean, really? So we're supposed to believe again and that they're the religion of peace. No, they're not. They are just the opposite. They are not the religion of peace at all. These people are infuriating. So I'm not sure what happened, but my full screen is not working over there properly. I'm not sure why that went down. You see that? I'm not sure why that went down. So I'm going to play it like this and I'm going to go fix it. But look at this. Look at this. Look at this. These people are protesting because they want to destroy Israel. This is what this is about. They hate Jewish people. They hate Israel. They hate anyone who supports Israel. They hate Christians as well. But you get all these people out there protesting. And of course, AOC that say all this is peaceful.
Israel will fall.
Israel will fall.
For our good
Allah.
You know, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. They're chanting Israel will fall.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess it has to, still has to be on the sign, according to Ilhan Omar. It has to be on the sign. They can't be chanting it.
I mean, they even protested kill a soldier now. Talking about Israel.
But it's not on a sign.
But, well, yeah.
There's no signs. There's no pamphlets.
They do like cease fire.
Yeah, but there's no, right? Cease fire. Like, yeah, that's, so fire. That's what they're saying. Cease fire now. You know, some of the protests against the war. But when they're saying Israel no more, or they say from the river to the sea, when they're chanting it is one thing.
Right.
And it's not on paper. Right? Is that what they're saying?
I mean, deliberately deceitful, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really? Really?
So, well, so these protests
that is peaceful.
Are some of the... They actually had arrests during these protests.
Uh-huh.
So you can't say they were all peaceful. There has been damage.
Well, when they're
there
when
has
they're being
been
arrested,
intimidation.
When they're being arrested, that's when they're wrong. The cops, they need to be defunded.
Well, I actually watched an interview today. It was on Fox News, and it was of two... Jewish students from Columbia, and they said that they were standing there watching the protests, right? And you know how it is when somebody's protesting you, you go out there and, you know, they were trying to be cordial and sing songs, you know, to show that, you know, they're pro-Jewish, pro-Israel, right? They said that literally people started chasing them, started throwing water at them, right? And they chased them off, literally off of the campus. And they said the police officers they weren't really police officers. They're called security. Didn't have any guns or anything, so they had no way of protecting them. They said the only way that they actually had any protection was there was like this big 6'5" student that was like blocking them from the pro Hamas protesters from getting them. But they threatened them, right? They were, and so now they're saying, we don't feel safe on campus anymore. These people are literally chasing after us, throwing stuff at us. And like the one guy said, he said, who knows what they put in that water sometimes? How do you know that it was water? You know?
Yeah. These people, they're absolutely, you know, they'll put urine in them.
Yeah, you know what? We've seen that. Sure have.
They will put, you know, sometimes they even put acid in them. Because, you know, these people believe in throwing acid onto women. They're accustomed to doing that. So if they have acid in a bottle, they'll be happy to throw acid on them, whatever they can to hurt the person.
And the sad thing is, too, is they said some of them were students, but a lot of them were not.
Some of them showed up because they hate Israel. Right. They show up to do it. Well, here's the one. I just got this one. I want to share this with everybody. This is what Ilhan Omar, because I'm sitting there talking about how Ilhan Omar is saying just because they don't have it on a sign to say destroy Israel, it's not the same thing. This woman is a total idiot. Listen to this.
We have had pro-Israeli demonstrations on campus?
No.
But
just
not,
a protest that was not, against Muslims.
No, I have not.
Have you seen one against Arabs?
No, I have not.
Have you seen one against Palestinians?
No, I have not.
Have you seen one against Jewish people?
Yes. I just showed you some. All of these are against Jewish people. They're not doing it against Indians from India. They're not protesting about anything in India. And India has a whole bunch of violence happening in India. They're not doing it against Africans. There's genocide happening right now in Africa. They're not protesting for that. So, of course, this is against Jewish people. And she's trying to, listen, I mean, this This is how these Democrats operate.
This one against Jewish people? Have you seen a protest saying we are against Jewish people?
A protest sign says they're against Jewish people.
No, I have seen.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. There has been a rise in targeting and harassment against anti-war protesters because it's been pro-war and anti-war protesters is what it seems like, correct?
Correct. There has
been. Okay, thank you.
I mean, really? So we're going to ignore the fact that you have students right now that are terrified on campus. There's students right now that are terrified, can't even go into their classrooms, can't even go into their school.
One said he's not even going back on campus, and it's almost terrified. Final time. And so they're like, well, what are you going to do? You know how much you spend to go to these universities? It's very expensive to go to Columbia.
Yes. And the university is not going to have any sympathy because they're allowing it to happen.
So they say they're working with them to see what they can do. But they're upset. They're saying that the university is not doing enough to stop it. Those people that do not go on that university should not be allowed there. If they do not go there, one, they shouldn't be allowed. Two, they said that they'll put them in certain places and then they'll violate it and they'll take them to jail. They have. And they said the next day they'll be in another area. They're not stopping. They said they're not stopping.
Yeah. And here's another
example. Which is why people like Ilhan Omar's daughter has been suspended and kicked off campus.
Yeah.
And now apparently homeless because her mom won't let her live with
homeless.
Her.
Yeah, yeah. Now she's homeless.
Her daughter's saying she's homeless. I'm like, whatever.
So here's another one, right? This is a video where they would not allow him into the school, right?
Yeah, this is a Jewish student, and they would not let him into his dorm.
What does the vest give you, like, as far as
see how they're arming around him, and he's recording it.
So they're locking arms. So then they're following him and preventing him from going into
his dorm.
Mm-hmm. He's at school. Leave him alone. Let him go in. If y'all don't want to see him, you know what it is. They don't want them to even be able to go to school. They don't want them to exist, period. This happening is biblical. Now, some people still can't make the connection on how this is biblical. As much, let me put it to you this way. As much as the left loves Ukraine, as much as they love Ukraine, you don't see them out in the streets like this protesting against Putin. You don't see them out in the streets protesting and attacking people that are from Russia, because there are people here that are from Russia. You don't see them out in the streets doing that, protesting for Ukraine, mainly because of the Democrats and the rhinos on Capitol Hill are pouring money into Ukraine. But shouldn't they still be protesting against the war that's happening in Ukraine and Russia? Shouldn't they be saying ceasefire? But you never, ever hear any of them talking about ceasefire when it comes to Putin and Zelensky. I don't see any signs, nothing. They never say it. I don't even see these politicians going on these government state media outlets saying, cease fire, Putin. Cease fire, Zelensky. Cease fire now. Not a single time. So Putin attacks Ukraine, and then Zelensky retaliates back. Hamas attacks Israel, and then Israel retaliates back. But in Zelensky's case, when it comes to Russia, no one says anything, give him money, because he needs to fight Putin. But when it comes to Israel, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You need to stop because of the women and children. What is the problem here? It's biblical. Ukraine, that's complete corruption. That's why they don't have any problems with it. They don't say anything. They look the other way. Here's another example of a Jewish person trying to go. He's a professor. What school was this? Was this Columbia?
I believe it was Columbia or Yale. Those are the two big ones.
Anyway, he's a professor and he's on his way.
He's a Jewish professor.
He's a Jewish professor and he's on his way to his classroom, which he should feel safe at school, at his place of work. And then the Democrats constantly saying that we need safe space. we need to create a safe space for everybody, right? He's not being violent. He's just trying to go through his job. But they won't even allow him in.
Media in. Is the university keeping the media out? This is the COO of the university. Are we not letting the media in?
What?
My card has been deactivated? Yeah. Why?
Can you back up, please?
Uh-huh.
Wait. Whoa. Everybody, my card has been deactivated. This is Cass Holloway, the COO. This is Gerald Lewis. They were in the meeting where I asked them if Hamas is a terror organization, and they couldn't say that it is a terrorist organization. Why? I'm a professor. Why can't I?
Shy,
speak out loud so the media
can hear. Shy, we are willing to take you to the math lawn.
No, I am a professor here.
We are columnists. We have a right.
Whoa, everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No.
Wow, so they, see, this is the first time I've actually had the opportunity to watch this video. They revoked his access from a group of Hamas terrorist supporters that are on campus. Instead of them going to that terrorist organization and having them removed from the premises, they're going to prevent him from going in. This irks me to no end. And this is so maddening. And what they're doing it for his safety?
Yep,
you know what?
You
for his safety, it would be to get rid of all of the Hamas Palestinian terrorists.
That's what they said.
If they wanted his for his safety.
Yeah, they said, we'll escort you to the math building. Then why revoke his card? Why shut his card off to where he can't go on wherever
exactly.
he wants? It seems like you're punishing
him. They did
him.
It on purpose. They
right.
did it on purpose because they knew that he was going to exercise his rights.
Are you not letting a professor go on?
Let him in!
You're going to let me in any public space on campus, and you know this. If you are not allowed there, then you say that you're not allowed there. I am allowed there. And wait, no. Listen to me now. You will listen to me. I rarely lose faith. You know what? I wish you'd let me into my job. No. Everybody, please. Can I stand here so people will see me? Is that okay, or you're not letting me do it?
This is a disgrace to the institution under the
Melendez. Everybody silence.
This is the United States of America, everybody. And this is happening here. What's really interesting to me is that these evil people on the left, these liberal leftist pro-Palestinian Hamas terrorist supporters, they try to say that the Jewish people are Nazis. When the left, Hamas, they are the modern day Nazis. Come on, let the man in. Let him go. Why not? What is the problem here? This is happening in the United States of America. Should not happen. Should not be happening. It infuriates me to no end that these evil people get to have free reign. And you know it's like that all the time, Shannon, that you have Transtifa, you have BLM, and now you have Hamas. All have the same ideology. They're all hateful domestic terrorist groups. Not even, you know, Hamas, not even domestic, but apparently they're domestic now. All of these are terrorist organizations operating within inside of the United States of America. And they're getting their way. They're getting their way. Oh, but we have to do this to protect you. We have to protect you from Hamas. No, get rid of them.
Everybody, over here we got the COO of Columbia University, Mr. Cass Holloway. Wait, no. They have deactivated my card. They are not letting me on campus because...
Shame on you!
I have not just a civil right... a civil right as a Jewish person to be on campus. I have a right as a professor employed by the university to be on campus. They deactivated my card. These are 5 lawsuits in happening, but we don't want to sue. We just want to be Jewish in public. Let us sue.
Wow. He just wants to be Jewish in public.
Yeah.
That's almost like with Democrats. See, Democrats, they hate the fact that I'm a black man and I support President Trump and I love America. And a lot of times when I go out, they give me all these really nasty looks when I'm wearing certain T-shirts or wearing a certain hat, you know, MAGA hat. And it's like, according to the left, you can't be black in public if you support President Trump, if you love America, if you're conservative. They don't even want you to be white and conservative. You can't be white and conservative in America any longer. You can't even love America in America any longer. I remember I was talking to these two young ladies and this just popped in my head. And this was maybe 5 years ago. This is right when President Trump came into office, maybe a year or two later. I remember talking to this lady. She was from Europe. And she was telling me that in Europe that you can't even fly the European flag because people would get offended. And I'm like, that's just crazy. That's Europe. And I'm thinking to myself, like, man, could that happen here in America? It's happening here in America. You can't even be, look, now you can be Jewish if you're liberal. If he was liberal, they wouldn't have revoked his card. If he was liberal, because then he would be talking about free Palestine when Palestine doesn't even exist. If he was liberal, they would have let him in because he would probably be saying that he's Hamas. As long as he's saying he's Hamas, they would have probably let him in.
How can you do that? I am a professor at the university.
No, you cannot. All right. They're denying you entry. That's not us.
Are you denying me entry? Wait. Everybody, can I get this?
We can't have this blocking up here. Do the right thing and get this crowd back.
Everybody. Whoa. Everybody. We are cooperating with the NYPD. Let's step back. If Mr. Holloway, the COO, is willing to make a comment.
See, you know what? That's how I know he's a conservative. Because you say we're cooperating with the police. That's how I know he's a conservative.
Yeah, and the cop tells him, if you want to do the right thing, have them move back. I'm like, if you want to do the right thing.
Go arrest the Hamas Palestinian terrorists. I don't understand. You know what? That's the thing that really irks me, too. See, this happens all the time. Conservatives, Republicans, Christians, we're going to comply with the police, which we always do. But they never make the ones that's calling for genocide of a people. They're never the ones that's actually causing harm of a group of people. They never push them back. You know why? Because the police officers find it easier to push you and I back. See, because we adhere to the law. We know that they know that we're not there to fight with police officers. We're not there to fight with anybody. We just want our rights. So police officers, who do they push? They push us because we're so compliant, we're so nice, and we follow the law. So they push on us because they know the other tyrants that are sitting in the area where he's trying to go, the ones that are calling themselves Hamas Palestinian terrorists, they don't listen to the law. They could care less about the law. They're violent. They're wanting to kill Jewish people, and the police officers know this. Instead of the police officers tear gassing them, which they should be doing, instead of the police officers hitting them with rubber bullets, which they should be doing, hitting them with billy clubs, which they should be doing, making them leave, making them disperse. No, they make those of us that are peaceful, those of us that want to have our freedoms, live a peaceful life, they target us. I'm talking about the police officers. Now, I don't have anything against police officers. I think police officers are awesome. We need police officers. But you know what? I see this all the time. Police officers always target those of us that are peaceful. Am I wrong? Y'all know that I'm wrong. I see it every single time I go to one of these events. It happens all the time. It happens everywhere. And I didn't even play the video where the lady is screaming, I'm Hamas, yelling at the the guy who's Jewish is walking by and he says, "What, you're what?" And she's screaming at him. Y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all seen the video. It's gone viral multiple times. And no one on the left seems to have a problem with it. Ilhan Omar doesn't have a problem with it either. They're all okay with that. Hamas, you can go to hell. And for all of you that want to be Hamas and support Hamas, you can go to hell with them. The hell with you. Have no sympathy for you. None at all. If you truly wanted peace, then you wouldn't be talking about from the river to the sea trying to destroy all of Israel. You would want to live in harmony, but you don't want to do that. You can't do that. You know why you can't do that? Because you have that demonic spirit in you called Satan. That's in you, Hamas, Palestinian terrorists. That's in you. And some people don't like the fact that I'm talking about Hamas like this. Oh my goodness, Will Johnson, you can't be talking about Hamas like that. You know, Israel's not innocent in all of this. Israel's not innocent in all of this. You know, war is always ugly. And I'll tell you this much. I'll tell you this much. If Will Johnson came to your house and I found out what house you live in, I'm talking about everybody's watching right now. No matter how much you like me right now. If I came to your house and I started throwing rocks at your house, busting out a window here, the window there, you're going to be like, "Will Johnson, what are you doing? Stop doing this," right? And you're going to be mad at me. You're like, "You need to pay for this, my window, blah, 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 blah." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever, whatever." And then I throw another rock and kill one of your family members. You're going to be, hey, what are you going to do? Oh, you can't do anything because then you'll be doing genocide to me. You understand? See, I can kill your family members, but you can't do anything to me, even though we're neighbors and I just know where you live. And I keep throwing these rocks at you. Now I'm shooting bullets at you, but you can't retaliate. You can't retaliate because that's genocide. This is exactly what's happening. The Palestinian people, they're at fault because they allowed Hamas to take over in 2007. If they didn't want Hamas doing what they're doing, then the Palestinian people should have got rid of them. They should have never let them be in there in the first place. But guess what? 2007, they allowed them to win the election and then they celebrated it. The Palestinian people celebrated it. And then guess what happened? Hamas got stronger and stronger because the Palestinian people saw what they were doing, saw them shooting the rockets, and Israel had enough after October 7th. Nope, no more. We're done. Oh, but now it's genocide after they brought it onto themselves. No, they should. Look, if you got a cockroach problem and you need the cockroach problem exterminated, you call the exterminator having to come to exterminate the cockroaches. The Palestinian people didn't do that. They loved the cockroaches that were among them. They were feeding the cockroaches. They wanted the cockroaches to be stronger. So they asked for this. They asked for it. Completely asked for it. Some people don't like the fact that I'm saying that. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. That's exactly what happened. All this could have been avoided. But no, no. They had to allow Hamas to shoot rockets from the mosque. They had to allow Hamas to shoot rockets from schools. They had to allow Hamas to shoot rockets from hospitals. They allowed Hamas to do all of this. And then when Israel retaliates back and said, "Well, you know, Hamas is doing this, this, and this," boom, and Hamas hide behind civilians like the cowards they are. Oh, but that's okay. When I have nothing to say there, nothing to say then. How disgusting is that? All right, let me switch it up here because I could talk about that all night. Let's talk about President Trump. Yes, our great president. Joe Biden is a total idiot. But they're trying to hem President Trump up and try to keep President Trump from being on the campaign trail, so they're keeping him in the courthouse. How come they didn't do this 2 years ago? If it was such a major deal, now, Fat Alvin Bragg, he was there 2 years ago. Why did they wait until the year 2024? Anybody? I'm listening. Anybody? Do you know why they waited until 2024? I'm going to put the comments on the screen. Do you know why they waited until 2024? Anybody? Listen to this first. This is them talking about on the five.
So they've taken away his freedom of speech, and now they've taken away his freedom of movement. So he has to sit there all week for 6 weeks, and if he says anything, they'll throw him in jail. If he leaves, they throw him in jail. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had more allowances for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I think they bought a $1 million soccer field for the people in Gitmo. I don't know if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was able to visit his son for his high school graduation, but it's similar. They're freezing him to death. They're putting him in a meat locker. He says it's like 45 degrees in there. And they're putting his life in danger. And they're telling the entire world, all the wackos, this is where the former president's going to be at this date, at this time, surrounded by high-rise buildings. And then they're seizing his bank accounts with these unconstitutional fines, unreasonable bond asks. It's disgusting. They say it's a fraud, but under existing election law, and I'm the only lawyer here at the table, candidates can't use campaign funds for an expense that would exist anyway, even if it benefits the campaign. So wait a second. I don't understand. If it's illegal to use campaign funds for personal issues, but it's also illegal to use personal funds for personal issues during a campaign, what was Donald Trump supposed to do? Either way, he's going to get prosecuted. That means it's just illegal for Donald Trump to be a candidate, is what they're saying. What was he supposed to do? He's going to use donor money to deal with an extortion attempt from a woman? Because it's pure extortion. This is a woman who's a porn star who owes Trump $600,000 already.
Yeah, you know what? That's interesting, too. I completely forgot about that. She owes President Trump money.
Yeah, because he sued her and he won.
Because she lied.
Yeah, because she lied.
But they don't care.
Nope.
And they're still going forward with this. She lost the case. She lied. And they're still going forward with this. This is such a banana republic.
I think she has to pay his fees.
Yeah, she has to pay his fees. This is such a banana republic. So now Fat Alvin Bragg's, he's like taking the case up when there is no case here.
Yeah.
They're throwing the money into it. This is the reason why they're going through the whole trial, getting the jury, everything. This is weaponized. They have weaponized the law system against President Trump. And if they can do this to President Trump, the rest of us, we're in trouble.
For frivolous lawsuits. And she was represented by a guy who's in prison for extortion, Michael Avenatti. And the star witness, the other lawyer, is a lying felon who's been in prison. This is the case. And that Donald Trump keeps on making the point that this is being directed by Joe Biden. And the media keeps fact-checking the bejesus out of him. And then who gives the opening statement today? Joe Biden's former acting associate attorney general, Matthew Colangelo.
Oh, but Joe Biden has no connection to this? All of this is political. All of this is political. I can't wait until the day that President Trump goes back into the White House. And I'm hoping on day one that he does executive orders and he call for the arrest for these people with these criminal activity and say to hell with anyone that's calling President Trump a dictator for doing it. To hell with all of them. Am I bad for saying this? These people, if they're not stopped, if they're not gotten, because see, they're going after President Trump over fraudulent information. Now, look, I'm not a person talking about being vengeful or anything, but you got to put your foot down. The DOJ, they're complicit with all of this. President Trump is going to have to put his foot down on them. He's going to have to put his foot down on the FBI. He's going to have to put his foot down on the CIA. He's going to have to put his foot down on every single corrupt organization in the federal government. The ATF, the IRS. He's going to have to. And excuse me, but I'm saying for anyone who would get upset with him for doing it, the hell with you. I'm sick of our country going in the direction that it's headed. I'm tired of it. Every single day I look at all of this nonsense and everything that they're doing it because they can't beat Trump right out. They can't do it. The hell with them. This is a straight up a battle between good and evil, between the evil spirits and good spirits. And these evil spirits are infested all in the Democrat Party and some rhinocrats too. This is unheard of. They could have done this 2 years ago, but nope, do it now while it's in the middle of election season.
So this case was a dead dog. The FEC didn't do anything to it. The U.S. attorney in New York didn't touch it. This guy parachutes in, number three guy at Biden's Justice Department, into Bragg's office, CPRs this thing to life. No one can even name the crime here. And then Joe Biden's not involved in this anyway. Joe Biden's number three justice official gave the opening statement at the trial. Mm-hmm. I have been a fact check the fact checker.
I mean, let me ask y'all in the comments here. And I see one person in there. Mimic, how you say that? Mimi? Mimi knows more. Says, I agree. I'm going to put the comments on the screen. Do y'all disagree with me? I mean, seriously, I think President Trump is going to have to hit them so hard. And I think they know it's going to come. And I think this is part of the reason why they're going after President Trump so hard. Right? American, as back said, it's not the end of times, just the end of America's reign. I would say we're closer to the end of the age, as the Bible tells us about, because we have wars and rumors of wars. And when people go, well, Will Johnson, we've had wars and rumors of wars before. Well, yeah, but we never had it to where we had the technology the way it is right now, where everybody, every man, woman, and child can receive a mark on their head or their right hand and be tracked all over the planet. We've never been in that situation on the planet. We've never been where we've had a war, wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places and famine and pestilence happening at the same time on the scale that we're seeing it happen right now. We've never been in a position where after almost 2,000 years where you have Israel with two red heifers, according to the Bible, in the last days that they will be making sacrifices of these red heifers. Never before have we ever been in this position. We're seeing it happen right before our very eyes. And I've seen many people go constantly saying, well, it won't be for until another 60 years or won't be in my lifetime. But yet this stuff is happening in our lifetime. And I've never seen it before where you had grown adults convincing children to cut off their genitals, cut off their breasts because of the way they're supposed to feel. That is 100% demonic. All of this stuff that we're seeing was like in the days of Noah, like it was in the days of Lot. And it says it in the Bible that when we see these things happening, it'll be like the fig tree. We're seeing it happen. The generation that sees Israel become a nation shall not pass. We are seeing it. We're the generation. And a lot of people want to deflect from all of that and try to act like none of this happened. And all of this is connected with the doing with President Trump, because President Trump was the only leader to ever set foot in North Korea. President Trump was the only leader from the United States of America that went around the world and they showed mad respect. They can't stand President Trump. President Trump removed us from the TPP. He removed us from the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump removed us from the sickening WHO. President Trump did so much. Not a perfect man, but this non-perfect man by the name of Donald J. Trump was doing so much that the Antichrist spirit and the Antichrist on the planet was upset with President Trump, saying he's doing too many positive things and he's not going the direction that we want, because they want homosexuality to be the number one thing in their world and to target children by cutting off all their genitals. So you can't sit there and tell me that we're not. When I see all of this stuff happening, what am I supposed to go? Don't believe my lying eyes? Oh, don't believe that. Don't believe that. Nope, that's not happening either. That's not happening either. With AI right now, and I say I don't even get into AI talking about it that much. And I've been in IT. I did IT for 20 plus years. And the AI, you think that AI is just something that you go in and you type something in and you get response. Did you know that they're using AI for social media right now? They're using AI for the streetlights right now. They're using AI when you get in that airplane. They're using AI for everything. AI is in every single thing at your job and you just don't know it. So with the invention of that, then the FDA's already passed. Now, I can't say for sure that the RFID chip is going to be that mark of the beast. But if we're looking at it, it lines up to a T, because once they put it in you, they can track you and you can't buy or sell without it. And it's getting to that point. And the biggest thing for me is that they have the red heifers. Now, as a true believer in Christ, we know that Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. We don't need these red heifers. But I talk about it because it's in the Bible as something that they will be doing in the last days. Well, I can't, what, I'm not supposed to believe it. I trust what the Bible says. And what they're doing to President Trump, it's all connected. Because these evil people, they feel that if President Trump goes back into office, he's going to stop their way of life. All this perversion that they're doing. They even want, what do they call them? What do they call them? Maps? Is that what they call them? Maps? Maps? Minor attractive person? These sick individuals believe that adults should be able to be with children. Just in Maine. Maine passed a bill to where your child, some sick, like this sicko here, can go pick up your child in another state and take it to Maine, take your child to Maine and cut off his genitals or her breasts, and you can't do nothing about it. You can't tell me the times that we're not living in. Look at this.
It's President Trump's back is to all of us who are sitting as observers in the courtroom. There are monitors that are mounted in the courtroom where we can see a forward-facing view from him, but it's a little occluded. So it may be the people in the overflow room who are looking right at those monitors might have had a better look. But from where I was sitting, he seemed basically inert. He kind of slumped his shoulders and was kind of, I'm a slump shouldered person. He was kind of slump shouldered like this.
You know what she's saying? She's saying President Trump walking in with his head down and his shoulders sunk down like this. Like, woe is me.
He's a defeated person.
I'm defeated. Like, I'm so bad. This is what she's saying. I guarantee President Trump walked in there with his head up. I guarantee it.
Yeah, he's not. He has a jury there. I guarantee it.
Now, if he's sitting there in the jury, they're picking a jury. I mean, it's probably like this. I can't. You know what? I would be tired. If I slept 10 hours the night before, going in there, listening to it, I'm like, oh, my goodness, can we get this over with?
You know what I want to know? Why is Matt out there?
Why is Mad Cow there?
You never see a TV host actually sit in the courtroom. Right? You may see field reporters, people like that, but never an actual TV host. She's like MSNBC's like top host. She is making a statement by being there in that courtroom. She hates him so much. She wants to let him see that she's in there. I know that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right? It's an intimate. What?
Like, we're getting you.
Yeah. And then she's going to come out like we're supposed to value her opinion. Like, oh, Trump is not going to walk in like he's not confident with the jury sitting there looking at him.
And you notice something else?
That is not Trump.
And you notice something else? Have they talked about the guy that set himself on fire? What happened to that? What happened to that story?
No. I mean,
did the government state media come out there and say, oh, my goodness, this is so bad? Where are they at?
Well,
remember, this just happened. So why aren't they like drilling that in? They should be drilling. Am I missing it? Maybe I don't watch the Communist News Network or MSNBC.
I mean, how much can you say about it?
Well, if it was a Trump supporter, and right. You know, because remember, the lady was trying to scream active shooter when it first happened.
Yeah, I mean, that guy was a liberal. He actually worked for the congressman that took Santos' place. He had actually worked for him back in like
liberal.
2016 or something like that. So he was a liberal for sure.
He's a total liberal. That's why they're not saying anything. Here, I got another one for you.
Clear is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way. But
didn't even exist. There was nothing there. So the only reason why they're doing this is because they found a way to hem President Trump up. And you know what? What do you think would happen, Shannon, if they find an excuse to put Trump in jail because he keeps, you know, because he keeps using, exercising his First Amendment rights. What do you think would happen if they took, if they put President Trump in jail for exercising his First Amendment rights?
Ew, I mean, people would.
What do you think would happen?
I mean, it would probably cause a.
Do you think, do you think it would hurt Trump or do you think it would help him?
I think it would help him for sure.
And I think it would help them too. And I think that's the only reason why they haven't
done it. Oh, that's exactly why they're not doing it.
I think that's the only reason why they haven't put Trump behind bars, because they know, they know if they put Trump behind bars.
They don't want another mugshot.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't. Yeah. I'm saying it'd be another mugshot.
Right.
And plus, if he's behind bars, because again, they, everyone sees this right now with the federal government coming down on Trump. This is another federal case. I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
They say that Joe Biden has nothing to do with it. I just saw a video the other day, and I should have got it, where Joe Biden, he was talking to a group of people, and he made the comment saying, the other guy, oh, he's tied up. Did you see that? He actually said that. I should have got it. Joe Biden, they were talking about Joe Biden, you know, being on the campaign trail or something. I can't remember exactly what they were saying to him, but it came up that he was able to be certain someplace. And he says, unlike the other guy, the other guy's tied up.
Oh, what do you
meaning that Trump can't go out on a campaign trail.
Trump
is tied up.
Okay,
Trump can't do it. And Joe Biden made that statement.
Oh,
I'm
really? That's what they want to do. They want to tie him up. They want to make, they want Joe. But Joe, there's no excitement around Joe. They're not reporting on Joe. They're not going, oh, Joe was here. Look at the mass crowds. And none of that. There's no excitement around Biden.
Nothing.
So this is
them. What I think it is because Joe Biden doesn't have a reason to hide in the basement this time. So they're trying to keep President Trump locked down because Joe Biden can't hide in the basement. Joe Biden doesn't have an excuse. So he can't hide because remember the last time he hid in the basement. You don't remember? COVID?
Yeah, because of COVID.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he's. It was a lame excuse still. It was a lame excuse, but this time they don't have that excuse.
No,
they can't go hide in the basement. So what's the next thing they can, what's the next best thing they can think of is to tie President Trump up. So one of them can be out. Because remember, President Trump, he was still out. While Joe Biden was hiding in the basement,
and
President
Trump
was still out. He was still going places. He was still doing rallies. Look at this.
It's probably going to be their excuse for a debate too. They're going to put it in a place where they know Trump can't get there.
Put it on the
because
day
he's on trial because he can't miss anything.
The campaigns have to negotiate when they can do it.
So. I mean, he could still debate if it.
But
was
who's to say that the judge doesn't change stuff on the last minute too and say, nope, you need to be here on this Saturday. Or
well,
this Thursday.
Debates are at night anyways, the court's out. So
well, they can keep, what does it say? It's a Thursday night for the debate. And then this tyrannical judge keep President Trump there until 7 o'clock that evening. They've done it before.
I mean,
and the debate starts at 8 and it's across the country. I would not put it past them. This is a total witch hunt what they're doing. Listen to this one. Kellyanne McEnany.
This is the zombie case. It was the case no one wanted to take. You made the point that FEC chairman doubted the validity of this case. SDNY didn't bring the case. Federal prosecutors didn't bring the case. Cy Vance didn't bring the case. All of a sudden, President Trump declares his candidacy for president. And pow, April of last year, all of a sudden, Alvin Bragg brings the case. Screaming political, especially when you have the New York Times. They went and surveyed all of the cases out there. No friend of Donald Trump, the New York Times. New York State prosecutors have never before filed an election law case involving a federal campaign. Jim Trusty, pretty much historically unique, something you will never see again. But Trump, here is where he's advantaged. Biden was on the campaign trail today. He will be on the campaign trail tomorrow. I've watched several of the networks today. No one's talking about Joe Biden. He is driving the narrative. President Trump is. He is on defense when he's talking to reporters. He should also go on offense. Hold up the NBC poll. Say, check out page 14. I'm beating Biden on inflation, on the economy. Go through all of that. Force the reporters to see that the Joe Biden presidency is a failure.
He does.
Yes, it's a total failure. President Trump is in the courthouse, and that's all they're still talking about. Even the government state media They can't get excited about Joe because there's nothing to get excited about. They know that Joe has lost his mind, but they don't care. They don't care that Joe Biden's lost his mind. They just hate Trump more. They're okay with Joe Biden having his mind gone because they hate Trump. They'd rather have someone in the White House that is willing to take us to World War III than allow someone strong like President Trump keeping us out of World War III. And again, it's all about their way of life. They believe that President Trump's going to come in and stop them from targeting children with all this perversion. They believe that President Trump's going to come in and stop all this perversion in the military, grown men wearing dress in the U.S. military. This is like Rome all over again. If any place in our government that should strictly stick with reality, it should be the military. You are a man, you put on pants. You are a man, you go into the men's restroom. You are a man coming into the U.S. military, you're going to leave a man in the U.S. military. And if you cut off your junk while you're in the U.S. military, you're still going to be treated like a man in the U.S. military. You're still going to be treated like a man, regardless. That's what they don't want to go away. Forget about don't ask, don't tell. The answer is just no. You join the military, you do your job, you are a soldier. All this other wokeism has no place in the military, but the Democrats brought it in, and they all feel threatened that President Trump is going to take all that away. President Trump is going to have to, and I'm supporting him in taking it all away. Hey, let me tell you, let me enlighten you about something if I can here. You know, I've done these videos for a long time, and I remember people constantly asking me about, Will, how do we stay in communication with one another when it all hits the fan? How do we talk to each other? Is there anybody watching right now that don't think that it's going to hit the fan? I mean, America is in trouble. The world is in trouble. It's on the verge of collapse. I mean, we're looking at World War III. Well, one of the things, and I know a lot of people are like looking at this, one of the things I've been looking at is the satellite phone. I'm looking at this satellite phone, and I picked up a satellite phone myself because I want to be able to communicate with the people that are close to me. I want to communicate with other people in the satellite network. If you go to prepgearplus.com, you can see the exact same satellite that I have. And right now there's a deal for the 95, here, I'll put up on the screen. There's actually a deal right now for the, which one is that? The 90, what's the 96, 90, 95, 55?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a deal going on right with it right now. Look, remember just a month or so ago, AT&T services went down. How many of you were affected by that? How many of you woke up that morning, couldn't make a phone call, couldn't even call 911? How many of you have loved ones that travel up and down the road and that you would love to make sure that you can be able to communicate with them? You know how I look at this? I look at it as insurance. That's how I look at this. I think of this as insurance. Now, this is not something that I just pick up and just get on a phone and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. No. It's insurance. It's for emergency. And I've been telling people, I've been telling everybody, all the people that's getting these, I said, I'm going to give you my number. You share your number with me. So when it all hits the fan, you're on one side of the world, one side of the country. I'm on the other. We can communicate. We have to create the network of communication between each other because they're going to shut down the grid again. The closer we get to November, I can see them wanting to shut it all down. I can see them doing that. Now, people say, well, we're so expensive. I mean, insurance is expensive too. And I get it. I get it. But I want that peace of mind to know that I will be able to call and make communication with my loved ones.
Yeah. And you can get a free phone now with a 2-year contract for $95 a month, I believe it is. So,
which is cheaper than most insurance.
Yeah. And it's like insurance, you know, and also they have bivy sticks too.
Yeah, the bivy sticks are pretty awesome too. So if you don't want to do the cell phone, you can do the bivy sticks. The bivy sticks just do, they're like text messages, and they allow you to know where your loved ones are. And this is not like putting a chip under your skin, because you can. Yeah. But these you can drop them, right?
The bivy stick.
And the best thing about this, if you have two of these or even three of these, if you call from satellite phone to satellite phone, the government can't listen in.
Yeah, the bivy stick is $89 a month for 1 year, and you get the bivy free. But yeah, it's good too. You can send, you can even send text to the sat phones.
Yes, you can send text to a cell phone, to a sat phone, mm-hmm. or even to cell phones.
Yeah, that's true.
You can send text messages.
Yeah.
So go to prepgearplus.com, prepgearplus.com. And by doing so, you're supporting me too. You're supporting me here. You're supporting yourself. Again, you get the satellite phone, let me know. Let me know, because I want to share my number with you. Right? We can share our numbers with each other, because I want to know the people who are serious about communicating with one another when it all hits the fan. Also, really quick before I get out of here, I want to tell y'all also that I've been really happy with the Bella Grace. Yes, I got to plug it in there. Can you pamperwithgrace.com? Pamperwithgrace.com. I've been really happy about it. Now, for those of y'all have been watching me for years, can you see my hair there? You see my hair? Right? Y'all see my hair? Look at that.
My
producer, I've been like, man, look, my hair was starting to thin out. Mm-hmm. Like, I got all these dreadlocks. I'm like, I don't want to cut my dreads off. And I was getting to the point where I was going to say, you know what? I'm just going to have to cut it all off. I was going to go bald. Just cut it all off. But then I started taking this, and then my hair started growing back. So now I'm like really happy. It's like it gave me something that I was missing. It's so.
I like it
so wild.
So much. You know, it stopped my hot flashes, you know, that. But I started taking one in the morning and one at night because my skin is starting to improve so much. And ladies, the appearance of cellulite, it does help diminish the appearance of cellulite under the skin. Everybody has cellulite. Even young women have it. So yeah. It's really made a huge difference. And also, my bones aren't as achy. You know, my joints aren't as achy when I get up. And I think that's because I started taking two, one in the morning and one at night. But
really? That's why I have an empty box.
But I have an empty box. Subscribe and save.
Yeah. So if you see it right there on the website, for those of you that want to take that 30-day challenge, it's 30 days back, money back guaranteed. And seriously, it really is. It's a great deal. Do the subscription. You can save money in the beginning, right? And if 30 days later you're not happy, you're not getting the results, like Shannon, she got the hot flashes. She wasn't even expecting it. My hair started growing back. If you don't get the results, there's 30 days back, money back guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Pamperwithgrace.com. Pamperwithgrace.com.
All right. So
check it out.
We'll be back here tomorrow.
Yep. I'll be back here tomorrow, everybody. Same time. I'll try to be on time. I do apologize for being a little late.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central. Lock it in on your phones.
Thanks,
God
guys.
Bless everybody. Good night.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.